And now an update on a story we've been following, the extraordinary drought in the Horn of Africa, which has affected all of the nations in that region, to Somalia now, and to expatriates living in the United States attempting to organize a delivery of aid to Somalis who are dealing with refugee camp situations and drought and famine in the nation of Somalia. We're joined now by Nimco Ahmed, who's a community organizer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Nimco, good morning.
Good morning, John.
First of all, what are the obstacles and the challenges, what are you hearing about what's going on in Somalia? Given the political instability there, it can only be a further obstruction to getting aid into Somalia.
You know, John, I think that is a great question. I mean, as some of you might know, not know, Somalia has been on a civil war for the last 20 years and now been recognized as a territory where al-Shabaab has actually taken over some parts of Somalia. So it's been really hard for NGOs or any other aids to be able to be in Somalia, especially in areas where some of the drought is actually taking place at this point.
We're talking with Nimco Ahmed, who's a community organizer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You referred to al-Shabaab, which is, of course, an Islamic military group affiliated with al-Qaeda, according to the U.S. government. Why would they want to be in the way of the delivery of aid to tens of thousands of Somali refugees?
Well, I mean, they're not, it's not like al-Shabaab just started at this point. They've been around for a while right now, the last couple of years, and they happen just to be around right now at the point where the aid is actually needed. But I've heard, you know, they've been some sort of assistant at this point, but I don't see any NGOs going into Somalia at this point because none of their insurance are really covering to be at a place that is actually in that danger.
And as far as we know, the al-Shabaab group is allowing the United Nations to deliver food, medicine, and emergency supplies, but that's about it at this point. Describe what your activities are like there in the Twin Cities.
You know, here in the Twin Cities, I've never seen our community being eager to actually help Minneapolis, especially in our areas, just have been the place where, like, it's the heart of Somalis here in the state, in this country. Outside of Somalia, Minneapolis has the largest Somali population outside of Somalia as well, and I believe in Kenya. And people are actually helping. Like, there's no day where you actually step out and someone doesn't ask you to donate. So you have from little kids to adults all coming out to actually raising money for the drought in Somalia. This has been really devastating. Like, we've been hearing that people are dying from 60 to 100 a day. And some of us are just kind of like, you know, that we want to just be able to help since we don't have a lot of the aid in place right now. So we want to be able to be the first aid. So people are sending money to people that they personally know, family, and, you know, people that are from their regions, to just sending money to just general areas. People don't even ask where the money's going to. Just all have the faith that, you know, it's going to the right places.
Well, and it's a great connection. Nimco Ahmed is a community organizer talking about the aid effort in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to the tens of thousands of Somalis in overcrowded refugee camps dealing with the worst humanitarian disaster in the drought of Africa.